And let's hear more about the presidential candidates. Last night's Democratic debate in Miami was a presidential campaign milestone. It was the first candidate forum dedicated specifically to Hispanic issues and broadcast nationwide in Spanish, which is a sign of the growing clout of the nation's largest and fastest-growing minority. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The forum was co-sponsored by Univision, the Spanish-language TV network, and the University of Miami. Outside the Bank United Center on the Miami campus, Leslie Martinez, a 45-year-old accountant, called it an historic event, the first chance to attend a forum dedicated to issues of concern to Hispanics. I think the majority of the issues apply to everyone, she said, but we as Hispanics are concerned about immigration, the education of our kids, businesses, pay, and work.
Destino 2008 les presenta El Foro Presidencial Demócrata.
The forum was broadcast in Spanish over the Univision network. Even so, candidates were asked to answer in English. The responses were interpreted simultaneously into Spanish for the TV viewing audience. That requirement irked the two candidates who are fluent in Spanish, Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, both of whom dropped Spanish into their answers in violation of the debate rules. Richardson has lamented the fact that despite his fluency with the language and his heritage, many Hispanics aren't aware that he's one of them. Last night, he reminded viewers that he's the first major Latino candidate to run for president and had a few pointed words for Univision.
But I'm disappointed today that 43 million Latinos in this country, for them not to hear one of their own speak Spanish is unfortunate. In other words, Univision has promoted English only in this debate.
The answers may have been in English, but the questions posed by Univision anchors Jorge Ramos and Maria Elena Salinas focused on Hispanic issues. There were questions about Iraq, education, and health care, but the primary topic, one that nearly half the questions touched on, was immigration. Senator Clinton drew a huge cheer from the audience when she was introduced, but a few minutes later she was asked a tough question that drew another big cheer. Why, she was asked, did she vote to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border for national security reasons, but not along the U.S. border with Canada?
Well, actually, I do favor much more border patrolling and much more technology on both of our borders, and in certain areas, even a physical barrier, because I think we've got to secure our borders. That has to be part of comprehensive immigration reform.
Another topic of interest to Hispanic voters, especially in Miami with its strong ties to Cuba and Venezuela, is U.S. policy in Latin America. Senator Dodd, a former Peace Corps volunteer in the Dominican Republic, has worked to make that issue his own. Last night he said the U.S. is spending too little on foreign aid, allowing Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez to win a PR battle in Latin America. And he said it's time for the U.S. to lift restrictions on travel, remittances, and trade with Cuba.
50 years of this policy of the embargo has basically left the same man in power, the same repressive politics, an economy that's been failing in the country. He has been using that as an excuse for his own failures. As President of the United States, I would begin to unravel that embargo.
Last night's candidate forum was supposed to be the first of two broadcast in Spanish over Univision. Plans for the second Republican forum were shelved after every candidate but Arizona Senator John McCain said they wouldn't attend. That may be understandable, as a group Hispanics lean heavily Democratic, and the opposition of many Republican leaders to any legislation that would offer illegal immigrants a path to legalization hasn't helped the GOP win over Hispanic voters. For Democrats, the importance of last night's forum was underscored by the fact that every candidate but one, Delaware Senator Joe Biden, was there. Even Illinois Senator Barack Obama, whose campaign has said he'll limit his participation in candidate forums, attended. One reason is that there are 17 million potential Hispanic voters, and in some key states, Florida, Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado, Hispanic voters may make all the difference. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.